You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with a look at what's been happening at the trade in Chicago. At the CME Group, futures are now about 2 cents higher in the corn pit. Beans are up around 9. The wheat futures are up 10 to 13 for the day. The cattle futures are off of 55 to $1.65. And the live cattle, feeder cattle, are down $3.10. And lean hogs are down $1.27.5. If you get the opportunity, I hope you can get out and catch one of our Will Ag panels tonight. We'll be at the Northfield Inn and Suites in Springfield, Illinois. Matt Bennett will be there from Channel Seeds, Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities, and Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing. In fact, Strategic sponsors that one. They'll take you through some crop insurance along with the Farm Bill, and then we'll have our panel discussion. On Saturday morning, we'll be at the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum. That's in Joliet. They're at the Weitendorf Agricultural Education Center at the Joliet Junior College, directly across the street from the Chicagoland Speedway. Matt Bennett again on that one. Chuck Shelby and Gary Schnitke at 11:15. You can come to that one. And then next week, we'll be in Galesburg on the 11th. I think that's Wednesday. Kurt Kimmel with us, Bill Mayer, and Chip Nellinger at the Knox Agri Center. And there's many more after that. So check out our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. The big one, of course, is March the 10th. That's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Tickets on sale right now at 217-333-7300. You can call in now, 217-333-7300, and within the day, I hope to have our online sales up too at willag.org. Let's check the markets again. Up around 2 cents in that corn pit, 8 cents in the soybeans. On the phone line with us is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. As much as I travel in the wintertime, Dan, I think you travel more, and you'll be making your way around the state of Illinois next week too.
Yes, I'm coming up next week for a round of meetings. I do have a meeting in Edgar County on Tuesday morning, and then I have a meeting over in Clinton, Illinois. And then I'm going to speak to the Illinois farm managers and rural appraisers on Friday morning. So I do have a string of meetings next week.
All right, so if you are in those areas, check out. And who are you with in Clinton, by the way?
Chris Riddle, Pioneer Seed Corn Dealer.
Right, so if you know Chris, we're on WHOW over there in the afternoons, and a few of our folks will listen. We'll talk to you again about that one. And then in Edgar County, where are you doing there?
That's going to be at the Farm Bureau in Paris, Illinois.
Oh, okay. So our folks listening in Paris, and I know you'll have a big crowd there, they'll be looking forward to seeing you. What are you going to talk to them about in general?
Well, we're going to talk about corn and soybeans. And probably this week's price action. I think Tuesday's surge was a statement in the marketplace that the January corrective decline from the fall rally is complete. And now the market is shifting its focus, I think, as we go into the South American harvest and then as we go into the North American growing season. So I think technically and cyclically, the market, as I speak to you today anyway, seem to be on pretty good footings to kind of show some seasonal strength in here, which is normal during the month of February as we go on into the March time frame.
How much strength do you suppose there might be?
Well, I think longer term, what I'm going to do is connect the October low with this most recent low here that we had here in late January. I think that is a long-term uptrend line. I would draw a parallel line from that and connect that with the fall highs. The way I would play the market is that we're going to go for another leg up in prices. We have a reasonable shot at taking out those that late December high in corn futures on the lead futures basis, which was like 417, and then take out the high in March soybeans or lead soybean futures, which was 1088 or 1086 and three quarters. As we go on into the growing season.
So not huge jumps, but opportunities, I suppose, for producers who have not priced out old or started pricing out new crop corn and soybeans.
No, I'm going to play the seasonals. The odds still favor that the January high will be taken out. About January high induced corn only holds about 13% of the time, and the January high in November soybeans only holds about 6% of the time. So we're talking about an 85% to 90% probability, at least at this point, that those highs can be taken out as we go on into the growing season.
There is concern among the trade that corn exports will not be able to keep pace to make the USDA's 1.775 billion bushels. This should be about the time of year where we begin the switch in New Orleans from exporting soybeans to corn. Do you see that happening?
Well, corn demands pick up. There's been a definite pickup in corn demand. It really didn't show up here this morning with a big sales number at 33 million, but it was at the higher end of the trade estimates. I think when you look at the actual export loadings and the sales pace, I think, yes, on the sales pace, we are running behind last year. But remember, last year we sold 1.9 billion bushels into the export market. USDA's got us at 1750, I think.
Correct.
So I think there's a room for some larger export numbers. I would not be a bit surprised to see a 50 million bushel jump here, maybe even on this next week's report here in February. And then we'll kind of go from there. But demand is actually much better than what the early year projections have been. It's not on fire by no means, but it is better. And every time you see something like a little better than the carryout goes down, we still have adequate supplies of corn. And, of course, weather is going to be real key to where we're at 9 months from now. But at least for the time being here, I think we've gone through the January crop report. I think the uptrend that began in October is in place yet. It's going to hold, and we're going to go on into the spring growing season, and we'll see how planting goes at that point in time.
Now, this week it seems that soybeans have been leading the rally. Do you think that is correct as an assumption or not?
Well, soybeans, I mean, demand still stays awful strong. I mean, just like today, we had a better-than-expected sales number. But I think if anything's going to start leading, you need to be watching the wheat market. And you can see today the biggest advances really are over on the wheat market. They have come off their highs a little bit, but they were up 13, 14 cents for a while. And what we're going to see here is I think we're going to see a pickup of export demand. The key force driving wheat today, of course, is Egypt's got $100 million to buy some U.S. wheat, and they're all expecting wheat to Egypt to come in and buy some wheat, and that's what's got the wheat futures moving higher. Wheat futures look to close out the week with a weekly reversal to the upside. And it almost looks like we could be right to go counter-seasonal. And counter-seasonal at this time of year would be higher. An average seasonal pattern is that wheat usually strengthens into a February high, and then it breaks as you go on into harvest. The way the market is wanting to act right now is that we're maybe teeing ourselves up for a counter-seasonal move, and that the trade still crop rating levels are not anything to write home about, and we still have a lot of frost freeze concerns yet in this wheat market before it's ready to get harvested.
Well, we'll take more of that up this afternoon during the closing market report and then Commodity Week. Thanks so much.
Very well, Todd.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us on this Thursday, February 5 edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report. It does come to you from WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. You can find us online at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.